and welcome to Simply Save from Money Control, a show where we talk about all things money. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari, and today we'll be talking more about taxpayers who have not made their tax saver investments yet. It's a race against time. March 31st is not far away, and the government has over the years gone all out to promote the national pension system by offering tax benefits. But will it continue to be attractive next year when the Section 80C benefits will not be available under the new tax regime? I have Preeti Kulkarni from our personal finance team to get a better understanding of the NPS and how we can gain tax benefits out of it. Hi, Preeti.
Hi, Kitna.
Preeti, before we move on to talk about tax, first of all our listeners would want to know whether we are all taking our precautions to be safe from coronavirus.
Oh, yes, I am. I keep washing my hands every 30 minutes or so, and I try not to interact. I am maintaining social distancing as well as much as possible.
Okay, that's great, Preeti.
So I am taking all the basic precautions that the government and WHO have prescribed.
Sure.
I hope we get by this tough period very soon.
Sure. And that's why we are actually recording this from our respective home. Anyway, let's move on to tax, Preeti. Let's talk about NPS. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, sure, Ketana. So you are entitled to deductions under Section 80C when you invest in NPS. So if you contribute up to 10% of your salary to NPS, you'll be eligible for deduction under Section 80CCD1. Now, remember, this is subject to the overall cap of ₹1.5 lakh under the Section 80C umbrella. This apart, an additional deduction of ₹50,000 over and above the ₹1.5 lakh limit is also available under Section 80CCD1B. This, in fact, is what has attracted most taxpayers to NPS.
Okay.
And then, if your employer contributes up to 10% of your salary to NPS, that is also eligible for tax relief under Section 80CCD2.
Okay, that's a lot of reductions.
Right.
But will the benefit not be available in the new tax regime?
Well, Kitna, as you know, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced an alternative tax regime in Budget 2020. That is going to come into force next financial year, starting April 1st. So, if you decide to switch to the new regime next year, you will not be able to claim deductions under Section 80C. An additional deduction of ₹50,000. See, because that's the proposition. You forgo deductions and exemptions in return for a simpler tax regime and lower tax rate. However, the deduction on employer's contribution to NPS of up to 10% will continue next year as well. I mean, in the new tax regime as well.
Okay. Does it make sense to invest in NPS this year?
See, Kitna, we keep repeating this, but it is never enough. So as we always say, you must optimize tax breaks. But that should never be the sole objective of making the investment.
Right.
Tax planning should always be part of your larger financial planning exercise, as we keep repeating, as we have been repeating throughout our tax planning special series, podcasts, as well as our stories that we've been doing in these 3 months. So it's very important that it's a subset of your larger financial planning exercise.
Right.
So NPS, that is the National Pension System, is a retirement planning friendly scheme. And as we all know, it is never too early to start building a retirement kitty. So NPS can fit very well into our retirement planning strategies, as it allows exposure to equities and its fund management charges are extremely low.
Okay.
Just about 1 basis point compared to mutual funds and ULIPs, for example, it's extremely cheap. Successive governments have sought to give it a boost. This process is likely to continue with the Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, that is the PFRDA, now mulling allowing systematic withdrawals from the NPS kitty at retirement, so which is at the age of 60. So currently, 40% of the corpus at maturity, that is in case of NPS, it's called the age at vesting, that is 60 years.
Right.
So 40% of the corpus at the age of 60 has to be compulsorily used to purchase annuities. Now, the limiting factor in case of annuities is, one, that annuity income is taxable. Secondly, the returns are not very attractive.
Okay.
So, systematic withdrawal option would certainly benefit a lot of NPS subscribers, and it would be preferable to annuities the way I see it. So, to answer your question, one is that you always have the choice of sticking to the existing regime and availing of the tax deduction. So even if you decide to move to the new regime next year, this instrument is still critical to your retirement planning strategy, irrespective of tax benefits. you are going to retire one day and you need a big enough kitty to handle your post-retirement needs. So as I mentioned earlier, NPS will be a good fit.
Right. It's quite interesting that you even mentioned that they are planning to bring in the systematic withdrawal plan in NPS. So
that's part of proposals, and hopefully in the next couple of months, we should have a decision.
Okay, that's
the PFRDA
great.
Scheme that option should be allowed. We interviewed the PFRDA chairman Supratim Bandyopadhyay last week. And it looks likely that this will come through.
Sure, that's great. So there you have it, listeners. It does seem important to be planning your retirement from a younger age and, you know, from your initial ages of earning. Even if you're from the middle age, you can start thinking about investing in a national pension scheme. And now, since we are all working from home, now it's a better idea to, you know, sit down and carefully plan your taxes. So please do that. And if you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.